Hare Krishna. Question from Shadbhuj Gaur Prabhu. What to do when the other person is not ready to listen to any clarification and is simply insistent on sticking to his own assumptions and conclusions and is not simply banging on us? So this question is related with the Gita Daily article. Don't just talk about the other, talk with the other. Answer, yeah, at that time, if the talking with the other doesn't work, then we just move at a safe distance and continue with our own life. Srila Prabhupada had that standard that if two devotees could not get along, you just then send them to different places and continue service to Krishna. So, we need to cooperate, but cooperate doesn't mean that we have to necessarily let others trample on us. Krishna's mission is a very broad mission and you can find some other avenue for service and move onwards. The point is that we don't have to, even after we move away, there's no need for us to spend our emotional energy on resenting or the way that devotee dealt with. Let's just let that chapter in our life be closed or at least kept in suspension for now and move on with other chapters in our life. Now, sometimes people get along with each other, sometimes people just don't get along with each other. That is the way people are. And the point is that cooperation is important, no doubt. But at the same time, operation is important also. We have to operate, then we can cooperate. If we feel so choked and we feel so crushed by someone's behavior that we just can't practice our own bhakti, that even when we are trying to chant, we are thinking resentfully of that person. Even when we are trying to do any activity, any devotional activity, you know, that person's conduct pursued, which is wrong, which may be wrong or which we feel is wrong, that is what is dominating our thoughts, then we are not even able to practice bhakti. So at that time, trying to suppress our own emotions and somehow continue the practices of bhakti, that will not lead to much spiritual growth. So yes, we should try to clarify as much as possible. But if that other person is not interested in clarification, then Prabhupada has given us a big mission. We can find some other avenue for service and move onwards. But the point is, no need to spread bad vibrations about that person at that time. Don't go about talking about that person. Oh, this person like this. This person did like that to me. This person did like that to me. No, we ultimately understand that that we have entrusted our life to Krishna, and Krishna will take care of us, and he has given us some new avenue for service. So if we can learn something from that experience, that is good. We learn and move onwards. And if there is somebody who is in a similar position and who can learn from our experience, at that time sharing in a proper confidential environment is fine. So the point of the Gita Daily article was that just talking about someone and then spreading bad vibrations, that doesn't solve the problem. Now, it's not that always talking will lead to solution of the problem. We know Krishna himself, he went and talked with Duryodhana and the Kauravas, and that talking did not lead to a solution. Then what did they? They eventually had to, the talks had to end at that time. So it's not always that talking will lead to a solution. But the point is, talking about someone without talking with that person is unlikely to ever lead to a solution. So if by talking with the person we find that there is no way to a solution, then we just move to a separate arena and continue our own spiritual life at a safe distance in some other avenue of service. Thank you. Hare Krishna.